and welcome to the furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, when St. John speaks of eternal life in today's first reading, us modern readers might automatically assume life after death, in contrast to this present life, which is transient and non-eternal. John says, "This is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is his Son. Anyone who has the Son has life." Emeritus Pope Benedict, in his work Jesus of Nazareth, says that for John, eternal life is life itself, real life, which can be also lived in the present age and is no longer challenged by physical death. The point is for you to seize life here and now, real life that can be no longer be destroyed by anything or anyone. Eternal life is life itself, for eternal life is relationship with Christ, who is himself life. And in that relationship, there you too become alive. Pope Benedict observes that the early Christians called themselves simply the living. That is, they had found what all they were seeking for, life itself, full and therefore indestructible. Anyone who has the Son has life. Let us pray. Grant, we ask, Almighty God, that the nativity of the Saviour of the world, made known by the guidance of his star, may be revealed ever more fully to our minds, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.